It's time for Outdoors with Luke Clayton on your station, 88.9 KETR.
Well, folks, it's your old buddy Luke Clayton, and welcome to our outdoor show this week on KETR. You know, I've been a little bit lax here lately, and I'll say the last month, we haven't talked about bass fishing hardly at all. We've talked about everything else from hogs to antelope, but this week, a good friend of mine, Larry Large, who's been guiding down at Lake Fork for 28 years, plus or minus, for bass, Larry is with us. He's been our guest many, many times here on KETR, but we're going to talk about bass fishing. He and his clients have been enjoying some really, really good bass fishing the last couple of weeks, and before the show's over, you'll know all about it. Larry, thank you, buddy, for being with us.
I enjoy being here every time I get a chance.
I sure certainly enjoy having you, and you know that. I want us to talk about something that you know a whole lot about, is catching the elusive largemouth bass, you know? And you've been doing, you and your clients, you know, you've made a career out of catching bass at Fork. That's a fact. But here lately, I mean, you're still guiding at Fork, but you've got some options here with some real good bass fishing on some other lakes too, haven't you?
Yeah, I have, Luke, and there's been several reasons. You know, normally I strictly fished Fork for about 20 years, but here lately, Fork is one of those lakes that, you know, if you get a 25 mile an hour wind, all the boats are crammed right near the boat ramps. You're either fishing right in front of somebody or right behind somebody. So what I've started doing with all the tournaments and everything, I've started branching out, fishes places like Quitman Lake, Welch, Winsboro, some of the smaller lakes around the area that's got, they're tremendous fisheries. They just don't get promoted. I mean, the record on Quitman Lake is 13 pounds. And you can get on those lakes with a 20, 25 mile an hour wind. They're smaller lakes, you know, 800 to 1,200 acres. And boy, the wind just don't bother you. You get to go out and fish. You catch a lot of fish. And it's just a heck of a lot of fun seeing new water.
You bet. And in just a bit, we'll get you to kind of break down the, you know, which ones you prefer for numbers and for bigger fish. You know, I know we've talked about that a good bit, you and I. But Lake Welch is, you know, we've visited about this a lot. I haven't been on the water on Lake Welch in, I dare say, 18 years, Larry. But I used to fish it with a buddy of mine that's passed away now. But he was a rabid bass tournament guy. Lauren Flynn was his name. And he just loved Lake Welch. And he was a good worm fisherman. And that's basically, sometimes we'd get fish it late in the winter when the bass were spawning up in that shallow water near the discharge, you know, with topwaters, and catch a bunch. But by and large, Larry, the creek channel, I guess there's one main creek channel there on Welch, but there's one we fished all the time. It's just choked with logs back two decades ago. And we used to drag those worms through all that and catch a bunch of fish. Is that still, I guess, is that creek channel still a hot spot these days?
Oh, yeah. That's, if you launch at the boat ramp, there's only one boat ramp. You turn left, you're going north. That's back up to where it's idle only. There's timber everywhere. And everybody still goes up there. Personally, myself, I love topwater. I try to pick cloudy days, light rain, windy days, whatever. The lake is a lot like Fork used to be as far as it's surrounded and covered by hydrilla. And we go in there with buzz baits and yellow magic pop-ars, and it's between 20 and 40 fish a day. And now they're not giants. They'll range from 2 to 5, 6 pounds. But anybody that likes to catch a bunch of good quality 3 to 5 pound fish on topwater baits, I'm telling you what, it's about as much fun as a grown man can have with his clothes on.
It's a good spot. I know it is, and it's good to know that old Lake Welch is still, you know, still kicking them out. It sounds to me like, I mean, that's what we used to do. That would be an average day back in the day, you know, 20.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I've always said on Lake Welch, there's so many four-pounders on there, they got to take turns swimming. You go in there in November, December, and January, and you can ask anybody. It's nothing uncommon for three guys in a boat to catch 100 fish a day in the wintertime on topwater baits.
Yep. Now, that's something we did a lot is topwater up in the shallows, not too far on a long bank, not too far from the hot water discharge. That's where we used to target in the, you know, in the winter and get
right.
in and catch those spawning bass. Well, that's a good update on Lake Welch. Now, you were telling me, you know, Quitman, I believe you said, was if you want to go for the bigger, if you're targeting a trophy-type bass, you know, your odds might be a little bit better there. Is that right?
Yeah, I think I was just over there this past week, and I think my top five fish went just a little bit over 32 pounds.
Oh, yeah, some solid ones there.
Oh,
bet.
Yeah. Four, five, six, and sevens are pretty darn common. And now they're going to start changing here pretty quick. One of these days this weather's going to straighten out. We won't have so many cold fronts. But there again, it's got a lot of grass, a lot of cattails in it. You know, but the fish are going to start moving out off of points, out in the timber, in some deeper water. And it's going to be a lot of fun.
That's going to happen pretty, what'd you think, probably next couple of weeks?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they're going to leave that shallow water. Now, you'll still catch them early in the morning and late of an evening or at night.
Yeah, yeah.
Quitman Lake is a lake that is really underrated for night fishing.
And that's a summertime deal. It's a good way to beat the heat and a good time to catch them, isn't it, Larry?
Mm-hmm. It really is. And there's enough grass and stuff in Quitman. Guy tie on a black spinner bait and just kind of cruise the shallow water after dark. It's hard to tell what you're going to hook up with. Like I say, the lake record's 13 pounds. So, you know, there's big fish in there.
Oh, yeah. Well, right now on Quitman, what's some good baits that are working for you, and what kind of structure are you looking for too, you know?
I set between two boat docks 10 days ago with a red rattle trap, because the water's kind of stained right now, and caught 31 fish, anywhere from a pound and a half to 5 pounds, and never moved the boat. I was fishing with my son that day, and he's got pro poles on his boat. We never moved the boat. You can throw crankbaits like square bill crankbaits. You can throw worms. You can throw underspins. You can throw topwater baits. Right now, it's just whatever you like to throw. But like I say, that's going to change here in the next couple weeks.
Right. Larry, when you're talking about underspins, describe that to us, what you're talking about.
An underspin is a jig head with a 5-aught hook, and underneath, right where the weight is, there is a loop that's got a piece of wire that's about 2 inches long that has a little spinnerbait blade, a willow leaf blade on it. And then you put a swimming bait, you know, any kind of swim bait up on top of it, and you just throw it.
And it's an effective bait. Honestly, I've never fished those, but I know you have, and you know they're effective. So really,
I'm pitching the heck out of them right now in the willows on Lake Fork. That's what we're catching 90% of our fish on. Is just, you can throw it. It's totally weedless. Mm-hmm. You can throw it back in those willows and drag it through those willows, and you'll catch all the 2 to 3 pound bass you want to catch.
And that, to, you know me, if it pulls on the line, that's fun for me. But a two or three pound bass puts up quite a fight, Larry. Well, that's a good pattern. Now, that's for bigger fish and also numbers there at Quitman.
Right.
Now,
right.
Winsboro is another lake you enjoy a lot too, isn't it?
I fish a lot on Winnsboro, and Winnsboro can either be feast or famine. Now, there was a tournament there Thursday night. Five Fish won it at 12 pounds. My son won it the week before at 10 pounds. But you can go in there on the right kind of day throwing square bill crankbaits, and you can catch you a 25-pound stringer on Winnsboro. But there is a lot of 2 to 4 pound fish in Winnsboro. And I'll tell you something else that people are missing right out right now. The huge crappie are one every cast on Winnsboro.
Oh, my goodness.
Fishing the boathouses is all you got to do with a jig. Get on a bright, sunny day and pitch it underneath them boathouses. And I'm telling you, I've been watching guys over there, you know, when I'm fishing. And I'll ask them, and they say, oh, we fished 2.5 hours. We got our limit. That's 50 crappie.
Wow. Wow.
For two guys.
Wow. And just, they call it shooting them up under there with a spinning rig,
just,
usually. Yeah.
Just shooting that crappie jig up under there and hang on.
Man. Well, I'll tell you what, there's a lot of good fishing, and it's, I think it's pretty cool that, you know, Fork, you're a past master at Lake Fork. You've been there, you know, for darn near three decades. But it's
right.
Cool to you're right. That area is so close to so much good fishing. You know, it's neat that you're branching out and that you have learned these other waters. Larry, we're about out of time. I want to make sure and you know, connect everyone with you. Your website on your hunting, and of course the elk and bear hunting up in Colorado, and the hog hunting there at Athens. You do so much stuff in the outdoors, but how about giving your website, Larry, and then a phone number for people could just call you and talk some.
All right, it's huntingeasttexas.com, and my phone number is 970-819-3464. You can call me anytime between 5 in the morning and 10 at night.
Good deal. Stay with us on the line, Larry. I want to tell you and all of our listeners about a new digital magazine that's coming out. We hope to have it ready the first week in June. But, you know, the Texas Hog Hunters Association, Larry, has been the catalyst that's pushed them up to 20,000 members is this fight against warfarin. They've been an outspoken force against the use of kaput, warfarin to poison hogs. Now the organization is 20,000, growing like crazy. All kind of press that this fight against warfarin is getting. But actually, I am managing editor. We call it the Sounder, the official magazine of the Texas Hog Hunters Association. So, Larry, you and all of our listeners, if you, when you're online, just on Facebook is a good way to connect. Just find the Texas Hog Hunters Association and stay tuned in. I know you're a hog hunting guide and a major hog hunter, so good news, don't you think, Larry?
I think it's absolutely fantastic. I've been watching the dealings with that stuff, and I'm glad to see that I really believe that's not going to be legal to use in the state of Texas.
Oh, no. It's already squelched, but it's got to go through the Senate now. It's already past the
right
house. Larry, and we are out of time, buddy. I wish we had about 2 hours to continue our little visit, but we're out of time. We'll get you back again soon, and we'll talk some more outdoors. How about it?
Sounds great to me.
Folks, this is Luke Clayton, and thank you so much for tuning in to today's show. Remember, you can listen to the archive of our shows at ketr.org. Today's show was made possible by the Dallas Safari Club, Smoking Texas Electric Smokers, Air Force Air Guns, Darton Archery, Snaplock Hunting Blinds, Pyramid Air, Sightmark, maker of the Photon XT, and Catfish Bubblegum.
Luke Clayton has been addicted to everything outdoors since his childhood. He grew up hunting and fishing in rural Northeast Texas. Luke pens a weekly newspaper column that appears in over 50 newspapers. For videos, archived newspaper articles, and more information, visit catfishradio.com. This has been Outdoors with Luke Clayton on your station, 88.9 KETR.